Joining me in the studio right now is Brian Smith. He is a Trump delegate again in 2024. He was a Trump delegate in 2020. He's a national committeeman for the Republican National Committee, and he is running for state representative in 32B. Brian Smith, thanks so much for stopping by the studio.
Jolynn, thank you for having me.
So, kind of a big deal to be a national committeeman. There aren't many of them, are there?
There are 50, one from each state.
So that's a position that puts you directly as a member of the Republican National Committee.
Yeah, there are 168 members of the Republican National Committee, three people from each state, district, or territory for a total of 168. And we comprise the governing body of the Republican National Committee.
What was it that prompted you to want to throw your hat in the arena and run for the seat in District 32B?
Well, thank you for asking that question. People who know me know I'm a conservative Republican. I have been involved in conservative causes. Like you mentioned, in 2020, I was a Trump delegate. In 2024, I'm a Trump delegate again. Been involved in the local party. I've been involved in the state party. I've run for Congress, and I support a platform of that supports the Republican Party platform. Typical conservative Republican, I agree with Trump's America First agenda. Also, I'm strong on the Second Amendment, and I'm pro-life. Lower taxes. I think that the lightest touch of government is the best touch. And so people who know me know that's my history. In this particular race, I got into the race. I didn't get in until I saw that Sean Colletti had gotten in the race. And so what happened is that I am someone who supports lower government, particularly in the state of Idaho. For example, I fought against the grocery sales tax against Governor Otter several years ago. We actually filed a case with the Supreme Court. I claim that he had vetoed this grocery tax repeal one day late. The Supreme Court agreed with me, and had they followed the Constitution, then we wouldn't have a grocery sales tax today, but they gave Governor Otter a mulligan and told him they would apply their rule prospectively in the future. And so I'm a big advocate for repealing the grocery sales tax, especially now in these high inflation times under a Biden economy. People go to the grocery store and they're just getting hammered. And to make matters worse, you now pay a 6% tax. We're only like one of six states in the nation. When California doesn't tax groceries, Massachusetts doesn't tax groceries, but we do in Idaho, and it's outrageous in my opinion. And I've always said that when the government is taxing a person's food, they're just spending too much money. So that's one of the things that I've always wanted to try to see if we couldn't repeal that legislatively. I'm also a person who believes that in education, we need to empower parents and families. We need to have the money for the children follow where the children go and have the parents make that decision. So if a parent wants to put their child in a government school, they can do that. If they want to put the child in a private school, they can do that. If they want to homeschool their children, they can do that. I believe that the parents are better suited to making those decisions than, let's say, bureaucrats from Boise. I've also believe that we need to secure our borders. And people say, well, that's typically a federal issue, which it is. But we need to make sure that Idaho is not a magnet for people who come here illegally. What do I mean by that? Well, we shouldn't have sanctuary cities. We shouldn't be paying for people's health care who come here illegally. We shouldn't be paying for their education if they come here illegally. In fact, in the last, I'm not sure if it came up this year, but last year there was actually an effort made by some Republicans in the Senate to give driver's licenses to people who are here illegally. I oppose that. And what we see is if you make your state a magnet state for people who are here illegally, you get problems like they're now having in Florida or in Chicago. We're now having outbreaks of what? Measles, mm-hmm. Tuberculosis. These are people who come here that aren't vaccinated. And so it's very important to me that we protect Idaho. So for those reasons, I wanted to run for the House seat. And, you know, when you run for office, your consultants will tell you, don't ever mention your opponent's name. Don't give him any name recognition. Well, everybody knows who Sean Colletti is, and they know who Andy Horman is, right? Mm-hmm. And so when I looked at the choices available, and Sean only decided, he filed, I believe it was like maybe 4 days before the deadline. I looked at that, and I said, okay, I know Sean. I mean, I like Sean Colletti. I know him personally. I just disagree with his politics. I mean, he wants a ranked choice voting. He has opposed President Trump. He has not supported him. He blamed Trump for the January 6th issue. Until recently, I think he registered about 2 or 3 days before the deadline. He registered as a Republican. Before that time, he had actually been on Twitter saying that the Republican Party was his former party. He also is very bad on the Second Amendment. You'll notice today I'm wearing my Second Amendment hat.
Yes,
autographed by, you see what it says? Can you read those initials? KR. Kyle Rittenhouse.
Oh, wow.
And so I'm a big supporter of the Second Amendment. He's not. He's looking for ways through the Heller decision to weaken the Second Amendment with registration at gun shows, background checks, etc. And so when I saw that he was in the race, I really describe him as a Biden Republican. That's what I think he is. In fact, I know just anecdotally from the information that I'm aware of that many Democrats support him. And so what's the other choice that Republicans have in the primary? Well, they've got Wendy Horman. I know Wendy. I like Wendy. She's a very nice person. I just disagree with the way she votes over in Boise. And even though she talks like a Republican, her actions are different. And particularly when it comes to spending, if you look at her spending, she spends actually, there are many Democrats who spend better in government spending than she does. If you look at the Freedom Index on her spending index, it's 3%. There are many Democrats that are 9 or 12 or 15, which is still abysmal. I'd like to see it up in the 90s or 85 plus. But she does spend a lot of money, and she spends it on programs that I oppose. For example, she opposed the launch program, but when it came up for funding, she funded it. She also has spent money on things like climate change, corporate welfare, and I oppose corporate welfare. She has spent money on things like, believe it or not, there was funding by Idaho to pay for fetuses, aborted fetuses for research. I oppose that. She's also funded programs for transgender education. What's the other one? Diversity, equity, inclusion. That was just last week. There was a bill that she voted for. She actually joined all the Democrats to get it passed to do diversity, equity, inclusion at the university level. I oppose that. And even about a week and a half ago, she voted in support of EBT cards. You know what those are? Basically,
yes.
That's the new word for food stamps, okay?
Mm-hmm.
For children, for a summer program. And during the COVID, that became a temporary program under Biden. And now Biden wants to make it permanent, a EBT program to give welfare to kids in school during the summer. It's a $120 card to make that permanent. The cost for Idaho is about a little over $1 million, $1.2 million. The federal government is going to pick up $17 million for the actual food cost. But we don't need to be teaching our children that they need the government in order to buy their snacks during the summer. And so there's a lot of things that she does vote for, and that's why she, if you look at her index, whether you look at the Freedom Index or other indexes like the Legislative Analysis Index or the Idaho GOP Platform Index that measures how a Republican votes consistent or inconsistent with the Republican Party platform, she consistently gets a D or an F. And they'll even throw in the CPAC, the Conservative American Union Rating Index, it's either a D minus or it's an F. And even though I like Wendy personally, I simply disagree with the way she votes, and she is a big spender. And so when I saw that, and so I would describe her like a, let's say a Mitt Romney Republican.
Okay.
So when I saw we had a Joe Biden Republican and a Mitt Romney Republican, I'm looking at this race and I said, it's just too bad. What we really need, because there's a voice in this district that is not being represented. We need somebody who's like a Donald J. Trump Republican. We need somebody who's like a Trump delegate, somebody who believes in being that kind of Republican, one who will uphold the platform, one who does not only just talk about limited government, that's actually fought to get grocery tax repealed. Where could we find that person? And it was at that moment I said, you know what? I'm going to get in this race. We're going to give people an opportunity to pick, because there's clearly three lanes in this race.
Mm-hmm.
You got a Joe Biden Republican, you got a Mitt Romney Republican, and a Donald J. Trump Republican. And so people are going to get to choose on what they want. And so when I looked at all those factors and thought that I could do that, then I got in the race.
What message would you send to voters right now? We have a lot of people that sadly are not exercising their privilege to vote. What message would you send out to them?
The message I've got is that what government policy makes a huge difference in your life. People are hurting. Go to the grocery store. I like Fairlife chocolate milk. Last week it was $3.78. This week it was $4.48.
That's a pretty big jump.
It's a big jump. And but people know it. I mean, there's a TikTok video out right now for a lady who bought some fruit and vegetables, and each tray was $30, and she was shocked. Government policy makes a big difference. The reason we have high prices for food is inflation. Same reason we have high prices for gas and high prices for housing, for example. All those things are caused by government activity, government behavior. And so what happens in government does affect people. And so it makes a difference who your representatives are. And you can, and well, like I've said before, that grocery sales tax, I want to repeal that. The average person would save about $800 a year if we could repeal the grocery sales tax.
And that would make a big difference, particularly right now, because as you said, you can't go to the grocery store and not feel that pinch in your pocket.
Absolutely. And look, when I was fighting to get that grocery sales tax repealed with Governor Otter, I had law enforcement people call me and say, I hope you're successful at this, because if you are, that's two car payments for me a year.
Wow.
And they called me and said, God bless you. We want you to win that. And so if the message to the people should be and is, look, please get involved. Study the issues. Study which candidates are going to uphold policies that will best help people. And my opinion is that the lighter the government touch, the better off people are. That's why I also supported America First agenda. And that's one of the reasons President Trump is so popular, is he wants to put America first. We need to put Idaho first.
Right.
So that would be my message. It makes a difference. So let's get involved, and you make a difference. Each person makes a difference. And what people don't realize is it's not the majority of people who end up setting policy and are in charge of these issues. It's a majority of those who show up and participate. And that's a big difference. So every single person matters.
That is so true. You can't complain if you don't get involved and you don't vote. Brian Smith, Trump delegate and also candidate for state representative in District 32B. Thanks so much for stopping by.
Okay, thank you for having me.
You bet.